How entrepreneurship works and what it is? Vertical bar. Chip Hackley. An entrepreneur is someone who has the capacity and willingness to take choices and take risks. A person can choose to pursue an entrepreneurial lifestyle. To become an entrepreneur, there is no predetermined process or procedure. There are numerous ways to earn a lot of money, as there are for everything. Some business owners have a lot of luck, while others don't. Every entrepreneur enjoys taking risks and is willing to take chances. Entrepreneurship can be as straightforward as considering the products you can offer the market or as complex as considering the market in terms of the 10 distinct demands of the market you are serving. Having a strong desire to succeed financially is one of the key elements of entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is not the act of asking others for money. According to Chip Hackley, an entrepreneur is involved in numerous activities. He must be committed and focused. There is virtually little funding and support available when starting a business. Although the business may be successful and the entrepreneur is constantly looking for further assistance, entrepreneurship cannot exist without enough funding to keep the doors open. The ability to maintain business operations depends just as much on tenacity and financial resource. Keeping the doors open requires determination, but networking skills are also necessary. Being persistent is an essential quality for an entrepreneur. People rely on one another for assistance rather than trying to handle everything on their own. Working toward a goal consistently, despite the difficulty, slow pace, or uncertainty is the essence of persistence. It's important to be persistent and can't give up. Many entrepreneurs work as managers, administrators, salespeople, researchers, and developers, in operations, technical support, etc. It is a never-ending activity that requires a lot of work. It takes perseverance to be an entrepreneur. Due to the stress and challenges of being an entrepreneur, many people give up their businesses. This is only accurate if the business owner isn't prepared to take on difficult tasks. Entrepreneurship requires the capacity to maintain optimism. If what you're doing isn't working, stop doing it. This does not indicate that the entrepreneur can't take chances. It implies that you must be prepared to accept changes. This is how an entrepreneur and a manager vary from one another. The business owner is aware that not everything will go well, but he will nonetheless complete the task. This frequently entails using far more effort and energy than is necessary to make the firm successful. The business owner can inspire staff, retain clients, and keep the company going forward. The entrepreneur frequently bears the bulk of the burden, yet he or she can maintain employee commitment. You don't have to be smarter than everyone else to start a business. Many people who start enterprises lack the motivation to see them through. They leave the company when it becomes difficult or unprofitable. You must genuinely enjoy your work and understand that you cannot always do the same thing. You must adore the sensation of seeing the company expand and succeed. You must be able to face the day when you must shut down your firm, but you have sufficiently grown it to enable you to do so whenever you choose. When that time comes, the business owner will be able to say, "Today is the day I'm going to quit." You don't need a lot of money to start your own business. Many people who establish businesses lack the resources necessary to operate them. To finance its expansion, they take out loans secured by the company. The business can be made profitable and the debt removed by the entrepreneur with the drive and desire. Entrepreneurship does not require a mathematical prodigy. Many entrepreneurs lack the skills to conduct the financial modeling required to maintain the viability of the business. The business is supposed to grow through math, but this is not always the case. The business owner is aware that financial modeling will be necessary, and he frequently performs it personally to forecast the company's future. Many business owners can both keep their companies operating and figure out how to increase their profits so they can cover the debt's interest. You don't always need a strong online presence to start your own business. Many entrepreneurs lack the time and capacity to invest endless amounts of time in their companies. Although they perform admirably when called upon, they frequently permit the company to develop and flourish uncontrollably. When the business owner realizes it is not lucrative, he or she frequently becomes the CEO in the company while still holding an ownership stake. The business owner is aware of the value of having a presence on the internet and frequently hires someone or a firm to help get the company online. Entrepreneurship does not require extensive knowledge of giving guidelines, but it does require the ability to give because it is understood that giving cannot last indefinitely. You must be aware of when you want to quit giving. When the company begins to expand and turn a profit, that's when you need to quit providing. When you cease giving, you'll see that the business is making money. Chip Hackley is an entrepreneur and real estate investor from California. From opening dispensaries to creating brands, he has experience in every sector of the industry. He has worked for a variety of growing businesses, including C Squared Capital LLC and others.